Hey, everyone. Welcome back to an episode of Talking Stuff, the Ohio State Recruiting Podcast, brought to you by Letterman Rowe and our good friends at Byers Automotive. If you're looking for an auto, go to buyersauto.com and check out what they have in store for you. We are here, Spencer Holbrook and myself, Jeremy Birmingham, talking stuff about Ohio State football recruiting. And there are things happening, Spencer. For the first time in what feels like a millennium, there seems to be some movement about something that we've been talking about here on this show for months, and that is that Jordan Hancock, according to Anna Hickey of 247 Sports, has officially decommitted from the Clemson Tigers. That is not public as far as Jordan Hancock announcing it or anything like that, but I know how connected Anna is with the Clemson staff, and so you can pretty much take that as pretty much the word. I received a text message from a source on Monday night saying, Jordan Hancock is going to flip to Ohio State. I don't know when, but it's going to happen. And I didn't really react to that, Spencer, because I've gotten that message a handful of times, probably 5-6 times since Hancock committed to Clemson. And that's why on this show, we've always been like, hey, you can't rule this out. The relationship between Jordan Hancock and Ohio State has been too good for too long to just dismiss it offhand. And even though he's not been able to get back to visit, and even though, as far as I was told, just, you know, Tuesday night, he has not gone through with that Zoom call, that virtual tour, the virtual visit that a lot of people were kind of waiting for. As far as Tuesday night, as far as I've been told, that has not happened. But, again, the message I keep getting over and over, Jordan is not happy with Clemson. He does not feel the same bond he does with the Ohio State staff, and that was going to be the driving issue. And now here we are, no official flip at this point. I don't know if Jordan Hancock's going to take a couple days or a couple weeks, or maybe he's going to wait and see what happens with visits. But bottom line, Ohio State is now once again in the driver's position for Jordan Hancock, who has been their top cornerback on their board from the start of this entire cycle.
A few thoughts. I mean, because we're trying to process this in real time, you know, the report from Anna, and like you said, she's very good at what she does. You have to trust what she says when it comes to Clemson. A few thoughts. This is the second decommitment that Clemson's had. They hadn't had one since, I think, 2014. That is something at least to monitor. I'm not saying Clemson's losing recruiting touch, but it's something to monitor. Second thought. We thought Jordan Hancock was going to require a visit. I at least did, for him to officially flip. Third thought, I think the first time you hear from Jordan Hancock will not be I am decommitting. It's going to just be I am flipping. I don't think there's much value in putting out a post saying I'm decommitting, I'm reopening my recruiting process, and then 3 days later turning around. So this might not happen in the next 2 days. It might not happen in the next week. But the bottom line is it's going to happen. And the fact that he's decommitted from Clemson tells you everything you need to know about what Ohio State's done, despite not being able to have him on campus in the recruitment of Jordan Hancock.
Yeah, former Ohio State commit Devontae Smith is now an Alabama commit, and you saw him do just that. He decommitted, waited a few days, and then announced his commitment to Alabama. I don't know, from what I know about Jordan Hancock, from the conversations we've had, I don't think that that is his style, as you said. I think that eventually, if we do hear anything from him publicly, it may be a straight-up flip. But the reality here is that Ohio State was the school that Jordan Hancock told me, and I'm sure he told others, he was going to commit to Ohio State on his next visit to the school. That was the plan for him before he committed to Clemson. He went to Clemson, got extremely caught up in what they do there, and there's a little bit of a pressure pitch when you go visit Clemson. A lot of kids will acknowledge that.
Maybe it was the indoor slide, Berm. Maybe it was the indoor slide.
It could have been. I don't know, you know, if – and you mentioned – we had Corey Foreman, the country's number one ranked player, decommit from Clemson. Now you have Jordan Hancock. I don't think that these are apples to apples. Corey Foreman wanted to take other visits. He wanted to take a handful of other visits. I don't think that it was a matter of him not liking anything at Clemson. But he decommitted before these last 2 months of kind of regular faux pas by Dabo Swinney when it comes to the racial stuff that's going on in our country and the messaging behind some of the things that have been said at Clemson. I have no idea if that has anything to do with Jordan Hancock's unhappiness, but I think that you can reasonably assume that there's been some questions about, hey, is this the right spot for me? But again, that started from the minute he committed to Clemson. I was told by people who are still very close with the Ohio State staff, who no longer are part of Ohio State, that have said, hey, there is a really good chance that he's going to flip. And that's why I've never once written that off. But again, Spencer, it's not a done deal until it's a done deal. Clemson will obviously keep fighting, but Alabama was very involved. Georgia, obviously, he lives in Georgia. It's from Georgia. They're going to be involved. Georgia missed out on Tony Grimes, who ended up committing to North Carolina and is now getting ready to enroll early with the Tar Heels. So you don't know if the Bulldogs are going to turn their focus and really ramp up the pursuit there. I'm confident at this point that the reason for the decommitment is to flip to Ohio State. But, it's recruiting in the year 2020. Until it's a done deal, it's not a done deal.
Berm, what do you always say? Comfort and relationships. That's what this thing comes down to. This entire cycle, you spend an entire year and a half, 2 years talking about, 40 kids that could potentially go to Ohio State. Well, whoever has the best relationships with Ohio State and whoever Ohio State has the best relationships with, that they're going to end up at Ohio State. I think Jordan Hancock has too good of a relationship with with Ohio State staff, what the Ohio State staff's building and what the program is about, to decommit from Clemson, make everybody panic on a Tuesday night in July, and then, not go to Ohio State. I know that Georgia's going to put some pressure on this thing, and I know Alabama's going to as well, because Jordan Hancock's too good of a player for them not to at least do their due diligence and make that phone call. But I think the relationship that Ohio State has built and continued to show him that they care about him despite his commitment to Clemson just shows you how much they, how in-depth they've taken this recruitment, how badly they want him, and how important he is to them.
Another school that I was told was in the mix when he committed to Clemson that was more in the mix than people thought was Florida State. So I guess you can watch the Seminoles in that group too. But really, this is about how quick Jordan Hancock decides to reassess his situation and make a decision again. What it does show is that Ohio State, Kerry Combs, had good reason to not panic when the Devontae Smith decommitment happened. But again, to reiterate fully, the Buckeyes did not want Devontae Smith to decommit. They had intended to still have room for Jordan Hancock and Derek Davis if it came down to that anyway. But what you see now is that if they can finish this off and get the flip from Hancock, you will see the Buckeyes with their top two cornerback prospects in 2021 committed, which will be Jordan Hancock and J.K. Johnson. Those two have been far and away the Buckeyes' top targets at the position for this entire cycle, and that would be a massive win for Kerry Combs and Ohio State. So, there's a lot of moving parts here, Spencer, and I will continue to try to figure out where this is going. Check out Letterman Row throughout the week, and we'll see if we have any updates on what's happening. But it's Tuesday night. Jordan Hancock is decommitted from Clemson. Ohio State is the front runner to land him, as kind of they've been all along, I think. So that's all we're going to have tonight. Spencer Holbrook, I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Talking Stuff, the Ohio State Recruiting Podcast, brought to you by Letterman Row and Byers Auto. Thanks for watching, everyone. We'll catch you next time.